Robert Brown's interview with silversmith John Prip was conducted in 1980, shortly after Prip retired from teaching at the Rhode Island School of Design. In this excerpt, Prip discusses the difficulty of designing a commonplace object. He also recalls his apprenticeship at age 15 in the shop of master silversmith Evald Nielsen in Denmark.
My background was slightly different. I really grew up with a great deal of respect for the, you might say, the common object. And I never felt that this was a lesser thing to be doing. In fact, I always thought it was extremely difficult. Anyone that ever attempted or ever tried to design a commonplace object, such as a chair or a set of flatware or dinnerware, porcelain, soon realized that this is extremely difficult. Mainly because it's been done so many times. It's been done, not many, but thousands and thousands of times by so many people, some of them very capable. And to enter that field and attempt to sift through all those and come up and find something new and original is just about the hardest, one of the most difficult design problems a person can face.
I was fortunate. I served my apprenticeship in a small, very high quality workshop. All the work that came out of that shop went to one store, was sold to one outlet, and it was broken down. There were about, there were some few goldsmiths working there, and then there were some silversmiths. You were either a maker of hollowware or you were doing flatware, and then there was one spinner and then one finisher. And there were two foremen, a total up to about, pretty close to 20 people. And then there were three apprentices.
Mm-hmm. His name was Nielsen?
Nielsen, yeah. Evald Nielsen.
Yes.
And it was really a very nice, very fine shop. And you start doing actual pieces, doing actual work. And the man I was working for was head of the guild and the silversmith, Golden Silversmiths Guild in Denmark. So he was very serious about it and was teaching his apprentice as well. The very first thing I did was to make a small bowl, you know, out of brass, a small brass bowl. And of course, first of all, you have to become familiar with the environment, you know, the working conditions and the people. And I did have to run errands. I mean, that was what was expected.
Had you ever raised a bowl before?
Oh, no, never done anything.
So you would watch the others and then?
I would watch them, and I was assigned to one of the journeymen silversmiths. I was sitting next to him. I was sitting between two men and at a bench, at a five-man bench, and they would instruct me, tell me what to do and show me how to do it, and then I would do as much as I could, and if I had a question, I would ask them. They would help me. They were very helpful, but they wouldn't encourage me to lean on them too much. In other words, I was encouraged to do as much as I could, and then only ask questions, you know, when I reached a point where I couldn't solve the problem with a question of my own, figure things out on my own, then I would ask them, and they were always willing to help me.
Did the head of the workshop, Nielsen, come by?
I just remember being quite frightened of him, afraid that he would talk to me or ask me questions or something like that, you know. Had a great deal of respect for him. He was referred to him as master, and you didn't talk to him unless he addressed you, you know, unless you were spoken to. You just kept your mouth shut.